You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamiko. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Can I get the spelling of your first name?
George, George.
And the spelling of your last name?
H-U-N-T, Hunt.
Okay. Yes, sir. Would you like to receive? I need a good callback number just in case we get disconnected.
Okay, 864-735-6870.
Yes, sir. Would you like to receive our mobile text updates on the status of your service today?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Message and data rates may apply. Can I please have your policy number and your full VIN number?
Okay. All right. Policy number 9555-3009.
Yes, sir. And that's 95553009.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And the full VIN number.
19UU. A as in apple. 568-43, A as in apple, 052384.
Okay, sir. Give me one moment while I locate your policy. Yes, sir. I would like to verify the numbers one more time. The policy number is 95555. It's 4 5s.
No, 95555-3009.
So that is 5 5s.
No, that's 4 5s.
Oh yes, sir. 9555-3009.
Yes.
And then the VIN number is 19UU A568-43A 0523 84. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, sir. Nothing's pulling up under those numbers. Let me see. Copy that one. And I'm going to refresh it. So I can try again. Okay. Nothing's coming up, sir.
Okay. Maybe I've got the wrong call. Okay. Let me... All right, let me look at this other one. Yeah, they put it on two. So I've got, let me find it here. I'm sorry about that. Sorry.
No problem. No problem.
Let's see. Policy number. Having trouble finding a policy number. I've got a producer code.
You got a producer code. No, hold up, sir. Hey, Jim, give me 1 second. I thought I saw that. Okay, here's a producer code. Okay, give me the producer code, but you're also going to need the plan letter and what is the effective date, the date you started your policy. But let me have that producer code while you see it.
Okay, 45089.
Yes, sir. And it's supposed to be some kind of letter there. It's one alphabet or two alphabets or four. It could be between one alphabet and four alphabets. It's got an A or something on there. What plan is it?
Plan is, let's see, C11.
Okay. It's got to be C then. Okay, and then what's the date you started your policy? Is on there? It said effective date.
See.
It may say that, but it's just the date that you started.
1/125/2022.
Okay. Okay, so it must be Plan C then. Okay, let me see this. I'm not adding eligibility. Okay, well, it went through to the other page. I would like to go back and then try that again. You sure it isn't another alphabet or anything on there besides that C11?
Well, here it is. It's got me a little. Here's where it's got. Two C's, but it's got one C that's like diagonal and on top of the other. So I didn't know if that was just a correction or what. But it's actually got two C's, but they're not beside each other. It's on top of the other one.
Okay, so
I don't know if that matters.
It's got to be Plan C. Okay, well, let me enter in your information. Let's see, we need the information exactly how it appears on the document. Okay, sir. Well, let me have your address.
1134 Tall Oaks Circle.
T-A-U-L Oaks.
T-A-L-L.
Tall. Okay, gotcha.
Tall Oaks Circle. Piedmont, South Carolina, 29673.
Okay, sir, give me just 1 second. Sir, what's the year, make and model of the vehicle?
Acura 2003, and the model is 3.2 TL.
3.2. You said T as in tall and L?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, what color is the vehicle?
It's in silver, gray or silver.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Sorry about the wait, sir.
No problem.
Okay. Let me see what it said. Okay. This is what it says. This call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. But if you would just give me a second, I would like to try something else, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir. Which insurance are you with? What's the name of it? Okay. Be just a second. Yes, sir. That's what I need. Just a second. Sorry for the wait, sir. I'm just trying to locate your policy. Yes, sir. We will proceed. Okay, it says this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. Let's see. All right. Would you like to proceed?
Well, let me make sure I understand. So is it saying that I have to pay for the service up front?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How will I find out?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How will I find out as far as how much it's going to cost and all that?
Once I call some people and see who can give you the service, they will tell me. They'll let me know, and then I have to call you and then ask you, you know, do you want to proceed with that? Do you want to take it? And then after that I call them back and then tell them, you know, basically deliver the message.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a flat tire on the rear left that I need to change.
Okay. So you would like to proceed? Okay, flat tire on the rear left. Yes, sir. And you need a tire change. Yes, sir. I have a few questions that I have to ask you. Is there a good spare in the vehicle?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Do you have more than one flat tire?
No.
Okay. Does the vehicle have lock-in hubcaps or wheels?
That I don't know. I don't quite understand that.
Okay.
Lock-in hubcaps, wheels?
Yeah. You know, like, when they get ready to change the tires, like my car, some tires can't come off unless you have a key.
I would say no, because I haven't been told anything about that at all since I bought it.
Okay. And so do you have the key? So that's a no. And does the spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
That I don't know either. I don't know how I would know that.
You would go back where your spare tire is and see, can you take it out yourself? Because if it's locked in there and you don't have the key or whatever it takes to remove it, they're not going to be able to give you the service.
Okay. Well, that's going to take a while.
You're not at your vehicle.
Excuse me? Yes, I am, but I've got to take all my tools out and everything and then get in there and check. So I don't know if you want to wait on the line or if I just need to call you guys back or what.
Whatever you want to do. You know, I'll wait.
Okay, let me see if I can get it out real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, no, it's not locked in. It comes right out. Hello?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, that's good. Let me see. Does the spare tire require a special tool? That would be no. Do you have the tool? He doesn't need it. Okay. Yes, sir. Who's going to be with the vehicle once the provider shows up?
I will be.
Let's see. Okay. Yes, sir. Where is the vehicle currently located?
It's I'm in Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm at the Wendy's on Highway 81.
Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Highway 81. Gotcha. Okay, let me see. Can I look it up from that? I don't want to put you through any extra trouble. Okay. Okay, sir. This is what I see. I see a Wendy's. It says 2128 North Highway 81, Anderson, South Carolina. The zip code is 29621. Do you think that that one's it?
Yeah, that would have to be.
Yes, sir.
That would have to be it.
All right. Let me see.
Well, you know what? There's more than one Wendy's on. Let me ask someone, because there's more than one Wendy's on 81.
Yes, sir.
I forgot about that.
Don't worry about it. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Yes, I need to find out what the address is here, because I have roadside service coming, and there's two. Did you say 2128 North 81?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, sir. That's the one.
Okay. Thank you.
2128,
That's
yes.
That's it, then.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay. If you choose to proceed, what payment option do you have available at this time in case the service costs more than the benefit will cover? Would it be cash, debit, or credit?
Debit.
Yes, sir. Let me see what they're saying. Okay. All right, well, I already have you mapped and located, and I'm going to go ahead and get it dispatched out for you. A text message will be coming to your phone soon with the provider's information and ETA time, but I also have to call you back so that I can get approved through you, the price, whatever that they charge. So I'll be giving you a call back soon, okay? I'm going to call a few people and see who we can get out there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right.